In the headlines, the youth minister expresses concern about violence in schools and says plans are on the way to address it. The Prime Minister wants the Caribbean to put financial structures in place to deal with climate change. The Airport Taxis Cooperative President calls for an increase in taxi fare. And the Chief Secretary, Farley Augustine, tells Tobagonians he's sorry. This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. Good afternoon. I am Ronald Clark. The latest coming to you with the kind compliments of CIBC First Caribbean International Bank and the Insurance Corporation of Barbados. Always there when you need us most.
Are you renting a house or apartment? Are you operating a small business from home with your tools and materials at the residence? Have you accumulated a number of electronic gadgets for culinary, entertainment, or career purposes? Have you thought about what would happen if you lose them all to fire or flood? Or what it would cost you to replace those items? Don't be left in despair by not having the coverage you need. Have peace of mind with an ICBL policy that gives you the protection you need at extremely affordable prices. Protect your livelihood and your personal effects today. Visit ICBL.com to learn more about our contents coverage. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
You're always on the go, we know. Life can be a daily rush. CIBC, First Caribbean, you can count on us. We make life easier. Manage your accounts at any time. Apply for a loan. It's easy when you bank online. We make life easier. With choices that suit you. CIBC, First Caribbean.
Minister of Youth, Sport and Community Empowerment, Charles Griffith, has expressed concern about violence in schools and the display of aggressive behaviour among young people. Speaking today during the Ashley Lashley Foundation's Echo Active Youth Programme, Minister Griffith said his ministry will roll out a number of initiatives next year to address these issues.
There are a lot of good parents out there, but I think that we may have the start of a parenting crisis on this island. Next year is supposed to be the year of the youth. And there are three initiatives that we're rolling out next year that I think will have a significant impact on what we are doing to treat to the violence. There's a national project that is being rolled out in conjunction with the Ministry of Education called Moving On. This will seek to impart knowledge all class four students who are moving from the primary to secondary level. Conflict resolution, anger management, leadership skills. These are the things that are embedded in that particular program that I believe is necessary. There's a national mentorship program that is coming. What we're looking to do is to ensure that in the first instance, we have about 50 persons who will be mentors to be able to impact in a meaningful way on youngsters who may be deemed to be deviant.
The minister added a dedicated hotline would be made available to young people who have significant challenges.
The third one is a national hotline. And this program today is about being active. One of the things that we are aware of that as a result of the COVID, mental health in this country is something that is at a critical nature. So what we're doing is providing an opportunity for our youngsters to be able to call a hotline, a dedicated hotline to them, and to have quality at the other end where we have counselors, where they can be referred if necessary to persons who can take over and maybe help in a situation where that person on the other line is not able to help.
Minister of Youth, Sports and Community Empowerment, Charles Griffith. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley believes the Caribbean region must have financial structures in place to assist countries in the fight against climate change and its effects. She was speaking during the 12th Caribbean Conference on Comprehensive Disaster Management under the theme Road to Resilience at the Savannah Hotel in Hastings Christchurch this morning. The Prime Minister said the region must take action despite promises of assistance from larger nations.
If we don't create the fiscal space at the local level, and if we don't identify the funding that is affordable regionally and internationally, then it becomes an academic exercise. The reality equally is that the world has made promises to the most vulnerable of states. And regrettably, those promises have become a little too long in our wait for them to be delivered.
The Prime Minister added a plan for the use of such funds must be quickly outlined.
It is a good thing that at Sharm el-Sheikh, we eventually saw the agreement to establish the Loss and Damage Fund. But that, like the promise of $100 billion in adaptation, is nothing more than a promissory note. And it is up to us now to ensure that we, with dispatch, create the structures to determine how best that fund should be structured, how it should be funded, and who should benefit from it.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. The lunchtime edition of The Latest, with the kind compliments of CIBC, First Caribbean, International Bank and the Insurance Corporation of Barbados, always there when you need us most.
Life has many uncertainties. We never know what lies ahead. Losing an anchor in a family can create financial burdens too hard to handle. Talk to ICBL about our Easy Secure Life plan and get the coverage your family will need should the unexpected happen. Protect your loved ones and avoid leaving your financial burdens behind for them. For more information on Easy Secure Life, visit us at icbl.com. You just never know. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
President of the Airport Taxi Cooperative, Anthony Hayward, is calling for an increase in taxi fares to help offset rising costs in fuel. Speaking with Starcom Network News, Mr. Hayward says the increase in gas is impacting on operators and a raise in fares is needed.
Bottom line is that we need that fare increase. We have to pay VAT, but we can't charge VAT. There's no VAT on taxi fares. You know, we can't charge VAT, but we have to pay VAT on everything else, our tires, our spare parts. We pay VAT, but we can't charge it. We have not had a fare increase for almost 15 years. I mean, come on, how much can you pay?
He's also calling for government to provide concessions for airport taxis.
And we can recommend it. Increase and give us concessions on park tires. I think this would go a long way in easing the burden on us. Anything that can be done to help us to have to PLS can work for us.
President of the Airport Taxi Cooperative, Anthony Hayward. An educator is encouraging organizations to assist families in need during the holiday season. Principal of the St. Lawrence Primary, Lorraine Gittins, spoke to Starcom Network News following a toy donation from Sandals Foundation.
Community-based organizations that can assist the church and so on. Around this time, we know that they do. There are some organizations that do help in these circumstances. And this is, as I said, this is the season of giving and all hands on deck at this time in terms of assisting others out there.
Principal of the St. Lawrence Primary, Lorraine Gittins. Meanwhile, communications manager of Sandals, David Hines, says they try to assist as many groups as they can during the holidays.
We have Feeding the Homeless coming up. We also partner behind the scenes with them, preparation of meals, etc. And then there are a few other companies who have initiatives, Hope Foundation, etc., who we quietly sponsor behind the scenes to make sure they can help some of the less fortunate out there, especially during this time of the year. So while you may not see a big Sandals side of some of the projects we do, we are cognizant of our role in the community in Barbados, and we do make donations to other charitable organizations as well.
Communications manager of Sandals, David Hines. Chief Secretary in the Tobago House of Assembly, Fali Augustine, tells Tobagonians he's sorry for political crisis created after he and 12 other members resigned from the Progressive Democratic Patriots over disagreements with political leader Watson Duke. Speaking on Tobago Update's morning program, Mr. Augustine said he wants the people and not one man to determine how the island should be governed.
If there are people who feel hurt by the upheavals that happen, if there are people who feel hurt that we have decided to go independent of the PDP, I am saying to you, we are sorry over that hurt. It's not the most ideal situation. It's not what we hoped would happen. And one of the things we are, I am saying to you today is that we are moving from Watson Party to the People's Party. And we are saying we want you, the people, to be part of this beloved.
Chief Secretary of the Tobago House of Assembly, Fali Augustine. And in Germany, 25 people have been arrested in raids across the country on suspicion of plotting to overthrow the government. The group of far-right and ex-military figures are said to have prepared for a day X to storm the Reichstag parliament building and seize power. Recapping the headlines, the youth minister expresses concern about violence in schools and says plans are on the way to address it. The prime minister wants the Caribbean to put financial structures in place to deal with climate change. Airport taxis cooperatives president calls for an increase in taxi fares. And Chief Secretary Fali Augustine tells Tobagonians he's sorry. Listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. I am Ronald Clark. Good afternoon.